It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy shit. It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den. The show that is better than sitting next to Mr. Sticky Fingers on a plane.
Ew.
You can join in our chat room by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and looking live. If you want to call in, 845-982-4. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Pip Hill.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Listen to you doing your sexy voice.
Is that my sexy voice?
Yeah, you're like, you can call in.
I wasn't trying to. This is my sexy voice. It's just but it's nice to know that you think my regular voice is sexy. Behold the machismo and sexiness that is I. That is the proper reaction. That is what I deserve.
Yes.
Was that a sexy voice?
Yeah, you're all of a sudden.
I wasn't trying.
All of a sudden, I was typing in the chat room, and all of a sudden I went, "Hey now,
hey now,
what's that
things
about?"
Things started perking up.
With everything started perking up. I'm things like, "What's going on over there?"
Things started to bubble up inside. What is that sexiness I hear?
He's like douching with a 7-Up.
Oh my God. And that is not sexy.
No. Sorry. Yeah. That's usually where I take it.
The nipples are now at half mast.
Yours are.
You ruined it. You
nope.
Ruined Zombo.
Still perky.
Are they?
Yeah.
In my sexy voice. Joe will be here in just a bit.
Oh, yes. He will be.
And that'll ruin sexy every time.
No.
When stupid comes a knocking. Oh, on the show, Food at the Gas Station. We'll play Dead or Alive, Turbulent Air, Scamming Scammers, Scam Busters, and I have an update on Scam Busters from a cast member. There was never really part of the show, but it's a big part of the show's history. And update.
Interesting.
Yes, little tease. So it's not just Ann Jackson tonight.
Wow. Oh, cool.
Yes. Oh, cool, ain't it?
I'm very excited. It's my stories.
Well, no. Would you hazard a guess of who I'm talking about?
I'm thinking maybe somehow there was a blip of a communication from Belinda.
You're hoping Belinda.
I'm hoping Belinda.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true. Maybe that's just wishful thinking, but
you love Belinda.
You love Belinda.
I do love Belinda.
You were thinking about her when you pulled the sexy voice out for the phone numbers.
I think about Belinda all the time when I pull anything out.
Have you been on any flights recently?
Have I? As a matter of fact.
Oh, God.
I'll supply my own blanket. Don't worry.
We're talking a little bit. We're teasing about the story
yes.
We're going to talk about later.
Yes.
But you really think about, I mean, both of the stories that we're going to talk about later have a lot to do with public hygiene issues. And you just think about how many things I was never a germaphobe, but I'm starting to almost become one because of all the things you think about that you touch, that you eat, that you sit on, everything that other humans have been near, and ew.
I just lick people when I meet them. Get it out of the way. Get as much different germs working inside of me.
So basically you're like a dog.
Yes,
just go over and give them a big slurp.
I'm not going to sniff your butt.
I wouldn't. I would not suggest that.
Nobody wants to sniff swamp ass.
No.
Don't know how dogs do it. Not my game.
No, but they're getting a whole bouquet of information. They're not just getting, ew. They're like learning things.
Dogs go to the other dogs and house. She needs to shower. I mean, I lick my own ass, but that's a little much for even me.
Well, I was watching a nature show, and which animals was it? I think it might have been primates, but I'm not sure. But they sense, oh no, I think it was lions. They smell where the female has peed. mm-hmm. and they sniff, the male sniffs it, and he can smell from what's the chemical makeup of the pee whether the female line is in estrus, like
in heat.
Timed in heat.
It's my move.
And
why hang out ladies' rooms like a creep? It's my move. She's ready.
She's ready for me.
Is she worthy of a Cosby Collada? Well, she's ready to make, but I don't want her to be pregnant. Decisions. She's a horny whore.
Well, see, the thing
peeing
is,
being where she will.
Well, yeah. Humans now are pretty much down to, is she horny? Not is she ready to have, you know, a baby with me?
Who cares if she's horny? Is that? Does that factor in?
Yes.
No.
I should think it does.
Yeah, you'll be wet soon enough. Relax.
Oh, God. Listen, Cosby. You calm down. Oh, God.
Nice and wet. Ready to go.
Oh, that's awful.
Ready to go.
Speaking of disgusting sharing of germs, that's a nasty move.
What?
That is a nasty move. Oh, no. no, only here, do the here. No. The snot rocket is only.
No, that's not a snot rocket.
It's a saliva rocket.
No, you got to spit on it down there to get it lubed up. If she's not ready,
gross. No, there
it's
are
in all the movies I watch. I don't know what you're talking about.
There are other things to do to get it ready. Not spit on it.
Yeah, you could like buy her a piece of cake or something.
Now we're talking. Wait,
exactly.
What kind of cake?
Chocolate.
Wait, there's a big chocolate cake in your fridge.
I was trying to get you ready. That is no accident, dearie.
I opened up the fridge. Now for the listeners, a little secret. David's got a fridge down here, and I sometimes have like a half a sandwich left over from lunch, or I've got some fruit cup or something. Whatever. I have to put stuff in the refrigerator while we're in the show, because if I leave it in the car for 3 hours, it's not going to be pretty.
You're like, go eating at a gas station.
Oh, yeah. So I usually open up the fridge and there's like soda or like, you know, other things like, you know, like the leftovers from what doesn't fit in the fridge upstairs kind of thing.
Yes.
I open up the fridge and there's this giant chocolate cake.
Yes,
like,
there is.
Most of it's gone, but I mean,
there's a good portion of that cake.
There's a big hunk of cake left.
That's a dense cake.
This big, giant.
It's
and
diner
was,
size. It's diner cake.
It's diner size cake. And there's, I mean, I'm not saying it's the full cake, but it's still an enticingly large chunk of cake.
You were offered.
I know,
anything
I was.
To get you in the mood.
Now I know why you were serving up those slices of cake.
That's what I do.
But it's amazing looking.
Best chocolate cake.
No.
The best.
It is. And I
remember when he had his meeting at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh my God, right.
I was with the Chinese leader. It was either the Chinese or Japanese leader. It was one of the Asian leaders. Yeah, we talked about over the best cake you've ever had.
Yeah. It's like calm yourself.
And I will say that we have the best chocolate cake.
You pulled the same move.
That's the move.
It is the move.
Now vote me president. I am ready. I have the best cake. Costco.
Let them eat cake.
Costco.
The best chocolate cake,
the best
though.
Chocolate. No more health care, but cake for everyone.
You know, that's why we have so much diabetes. That's the answer.
They'll all be dead soon. First they'll limp, then they'll die. Don't have to worry about uncovered people. They'll be dead. The best.
The best.
The best.
But it does look like the best.
Very, very dense, thick.
Yeah. But it's got just the right, you know, you don't want all icing. You don't want all cake. It's got the perfect icing to cake ratio going
on
there.
Okay, Chef Ramsay.
No, it was very exciting.
We didn't buy the cake.
I know. It was a gift. It's even better.
It was a gift to cake.
Free chocolate cake.
We're not really, I mean, normally we would all be all over that cake, but we're trying to watch what we eat here.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to slim down, get trim, get buff.
Wow.
I posed for me.
He did pose for me. So, like, that giant piece of cake, I am also trying to, like, watch a bit, but that piece of cake could have been a weekend and a pot of coffee in front of the TV like a slob. That looks...
That's weekend cake.
That looks like I'm spending the weekend in my pajamas with this cake.
That cake is so rich. Where, like, if somebody stole a piece of cake they weren't supposed to have, you go, fine, fuck it, finish the cake.
That's your punishment. That's because you couldn't eat it all.
No, you couldn't eat it.
No, even like, what is that piglet that eats all the hot dogs and wins all the contests?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, there's
I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's like the Coney Island hot dog eating contest.
The Coney Island cock smuggler.
Which, it's just a disgusting a contest to me anyway. But, I mean, even that piglet could not...
Either eat cake or eat pussy. What's it going to be?
No, cake. What do you mean?
I mean hot dogs. Eat hot dogs. Oh. I fucked up the joke. Never mind. That was just stupid. Never mind.
Carry on. Oh, always.
How long till the show's over?
I know, right?
Done. Done.
I'm in a peculiar predicament.
You said dick.
I'm in a dickament.
I would like a minty dick. It's always ready to go. It's fresh. Spearminty.
Actually, that would probably be a big plus.
Sure.
Because the more you can do to make it tasty,
sure.
The more
can you imagine, honey? Let me blow you. We have company coming over.
I want fresh breath.
Yeah. Honey, I'm going to the dentist. Let me suck your dick for a couple of minutes.
Wait a minute, spearmint. I know what you guys were doing.
No, it's just Wrigley's ass.
Winkity wink.
That would be the invention. Forget about this Axe body spray.
No, it would be
mint
like.
Dick.
Mint dick.
Mint dick.
Also, if you think about it, that might leave like a little tingliness during the act.
Well, all fun. I mean, because they have those heating things that you could put up for like to heat up the woman.
You know what? I'm afraid of that. I'm thinking that.
I didn't even know it was on the table. I didn't even know it was up for discussion.
Yeah, it's right here. Okay. Hold on. Let me get it out of my bag.
Get the camcorder, put some videos up. I haven't done that in a while.
Now, the thing is, I'm afraid of using that because I remember one time my back, I pulled something
it's
or whatever.
Been gay, stupid.
Well, my back was killing me, and my parents were all about icy hot.
Uh-huh.
Like, this'll fix you right up. Yeah, but I'll never forget how much they were talking up this damn icy hot. And I put on my back, and it was inferno lava fire.
No, it's not like that.
Oh, it was so painful. I was like, get it off, get it off. But you can't. You can't just wipe it off. It keeps acting. So
does it?
Yes. So it's like, it's not like, oh, I can just wash it off. It's just in there somehow. And it was.
Yeah, but then you could like store like leftovers. Like you know, like on the warmer. You know, like how you have the warmer.
What, it's like a Bunsen
burner? Like before company comes. Like you've cooked. But you don't want to put it in the fridge.
So I just flop down on my belly and put Icy Hot on my back and put the food on there?
You put it in the cooch.
I'm not storing food in there.
Like, it would be good to put biscuits. Like biscuits. You cook the biscuits earlier in the day. It's all yeasty anyway. You cook the biscuits earlier in the day. You got everything cooking. You don't want them to cool down the fridge because they got to reheat them. You can't put them in the microwave. They get rubbery. So you cook your biscuits and you stick them in the hooch with the Icy Hot.
It's sort of like a bread warming track.
Yes, exactly. We solve problems.
Well, you know what? If you just took off the wrapper but left it in that just about to pop mode.
That'd be awesome. If you,
poop!
I would do anything for a girl that could shoot Pillsbury biscuits at her cooch. I'm not going to lie.
Already buttered.
Delicious. Like the buttermilk. Oh, no. Warm and fluffy out the cooch. I'm there. I am there.
Instead of ping pong balls. Boom.
Yeah, ping pong. You know, it's cool. It's fun. Ping pong balls.
Or muffin.
That'd be nice. I like a tasty treat.
You know,
which shows my age that I'd rather eat a biscuit than eat a taco. But anyway.
But you can have the best of both worlds. You can do both.
But not if it keeps on firing. Get down. Oh, Christ's sake.
Oh, my eye.
I counted six. I must have miscounted.
There was an extra one from last time.
The Pillsbury guy comes up.
Yeah, shut up, doughboy.
You smell fishy.
Yeah, well, he always does.
So your predicament.
Hey, so Trucker Tom's in the house.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Tom. Hi, ladies.
Well, everybody would like a minty dick. I think we agree.
I do think that would actually be something that would bring the girls to the yard.
They used to have mint chapstick when I was a little kid.
Oh, they don't they still?
I don't know. But I'm wondering, like, if you melted that, if you could put that on your dick, because then you get the minty flavor, and she would have soft, supple lips. and they wouldn't crack. So really, you're helping. It's all to encourage head. That's what this show is, encouraging head.
Well, that seems to be our whole M.O. By the way, Trucker Tom says about the popping the muffins out. He goes, isn't that a yeast infection?
No, Tom, no. A little craftsmanship's involved. Yeast infection is just willy-nilly. A biscuit is a well-crafted, soft, fluffy, circular pastry treat.
Yeah, and if you've got a yeast infection going on that bad, really, get to the ICU.
Yeah, I don't even know what you women do down there. I'm not.
Yeah, that it's a scary thing.
It really is.
It's a scary thing.
But a minty dick is the way to go.
I mean, there's so much that can go right, but there's also so much that can go wrong. I'll just leave it there.
Minty dick, everyone wins.
Yeah, I like the idea of minty dick. Make it happen.
I should.
Yeah.
I really should.
Yeah.
I don't know how
either, but it's like...
I'll start with scope.
Just dip it in there.
Yeah, I wonder what happened if you dipped your cock in scope.
Well, you know, it does.
But you can't have any open cuts because there's alcohol in scope.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's alcohol in there, and that's going to smart.
Oh, that is going to smart.
But how often do you have open cuts on your dick?
Well.
Really?
You know, when you let girls with braces blow you.
Well, when you have that razor blade vag,
like you
in your dating pool,
it couldn't be like right after you shaved down there.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's true.
So, women, you have a decision to make: hairy balls or minty dick. You can't have it all.
Ooh, I'm going with minty dick. It's just seems like that would be like refreshing.
We should make that happen.
I know.
I will make that happen.
Refreshing.
Blow your man when you want to feel fresh.
Are you four out of five dentists recommend
blowing your man?
Blowing your man for good tooth health.
And the fifth one's a lesbian, so fuck that bitch.
Or don't.
Exactly.
Really don't.
Who cares
yeah.
what she says?
Oh no, I mean don't fuck her. She doesn't want that.
No.
Get that away.
Lesbian bitch saying don't go down on your man. Shut up. Shut up.
No.
That's why you have to wear that white frock. Why couldn't you be a dental assistant?
Lesbians are just as happy for heteros to go off and fuck. Just don't try to do them.
I don't know if they are.
I don't think that they care.
I think there's some militant lesbians.
You mean anti-man?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I'm sure that there's man-hating hetero women, too. Well, actually,
they're called lesbians.
No, they're more likely to hate them because they get more time with them.
No, I don't think straight women hate men.
Some do.
Then they're gay.
No, I mean, they're just like, they've had bad experiences, and they're like, fuck those guys. Or rather,
yeah,
don't.
They're like, specific men. I don't think they, like...
Oh, yeah, but like, as a whole
right,
gender.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I'm sure specifically, of course.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right, so what's your predicament?
All right, my predicament has nothing to do with lesbians.
Unfortunately. Wish it did. Be a better show. Have nothing
right.
prepared. Be a much better show.
All right, well, now my predicament has to do with lesbians. No, I just made that.
Damn it.
Your head whipped around
you
so
were almost
fast.
Interesting.
I know. I try every once in a while to throw you a bone, but...
I don't need a lesbian to throw me a bone. I got my own.
Huddle-a-ho. So, I got a text out of the blue from one of the evil overlords at my job I had last year.
The second job?
No, the first
the
one I had for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he...
At work?
Yeah. Well, just on my text phone, in my regular phone.
Okay.
And I was at work when I got it, and he said, hi, how's it going? I wondered if you had time to talk about this one particular project that was going on. And he wanted to know if I could call him about it. And it was excruciatingly complicated. And so I texted him back and said... Really, we should probably talk in person because it's too complicated to go over on the phone.
Oh.
No, not...
Yeah.
Not because I want to spend time with
rendezvous.
Him.
Rendezvous.
Yeah!
This is a sitcom. Everybody goes, ooh!
I know. It's like, no, really, no. Really, no. I was... So, I was thinking, oh, well, that's interesting. He, you know, because there's been two people in that position... part-time since me that they need help putting that together. It was like sort of an annual report that had to be done, and it was complicated, and I'm like, oh, okay, he needs help with it, fine, I'll show him what has to be done and where you get the materials. So I make a plan to meet with him actually tomorrow afternoon. Not even. So I'm gonna go from the current day program to the old one.
Oh!
This is like me. But
oh, it's a little snort.
I
a little snort from Pippi Alex.
I have a little sinus issue going on.
There
too,
you
so
go. Make it sexy.
No, I am gonna snort all throughout the show, and I'm going. I saved them up all day for you people because I know how much you would love it.
Thank you.
So. I got a text from my coworker from the old day program saying, "Oh, I hear that you're going to meet with Evil Overlord tomorrow." And I hadn't bothered to tell her because I figured that, you know, I didn't want to worry her about it. And it's really about, you know, me getting stuff together. It's not to do with her. Me. And then she said, "Well, call me because I think you need to know the background."
Oh! It's the background.
So I did. Is that what that was for? Background? See, now you sound like me, like jumping on the slimmest opportunity.
Maybe he wants to discuss his succulent meat.
No. 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 That would be horrible. No. No.
Does this look infected, Pip?
No, this guy was like, he's sort of like a robot that pretends to have emotions. Like, somebody gave him an emotion program, but it doesn't quite function all the way yet.
I gotcha. Like he's German.
Sort of.
Okay.
Germans are more warm and fuzzy than this guy.
Wow.
Okay. I know. Okay. I know. Okay. So, Tom is upset. You people! I said, I brought it to you people, and Tom's like, you people?
You people?
I saved my snorting for you people. And he's taking offense.
As well he should.
I know.
Suck it up, Tom. Don't be a snowflake.
He wants to know, shouldn't there be some sort of cheesy porn music in the background? No, really, not for this story.
Actually, not a bad idea. Keep talking.
Okay. So,
glad he reminded me.
I know. Thanks for producing, Tom. Somebody should. Yeah. So, then I get,
I'm going to step it up a notch for you, Tom. Here we go. Going to make it even a little nastier.
Oh, nasty porn music?
Little animal songs.
Oh, gosh. All right. As long as you keep it low. All right.
Yeah, so we wouldn't want to drown out your riveting story.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
All right, so here's the problem. Now my friend tells me, oh, you know what this is about? They looked back at the report and how it's supposed to be put together, and there's another agency that we deal with. And part of it is that we accept money for that agency, and then we bill them for a portion that for services that we provide, that it's really on them. And it turns out that I'd been doing it wrong for years, apparently.
So we got to meet with him?
So now I'm going to meet with him, and I thought I was helping him with something.
No.
And now it's going to be I'm getting thrown under the bus.
No, fuck him.
Yours.
No, you don't meet with somebody who you have nothing to do with anymore to get yelled at.
Well, he better not be yelling at me tomorrow.
That's like Joe meeting with the former co-owner for a lunch date just so she could yell at him about all the things he does wrong. It's done. It's over. The marriage is over. There's no. If he's just going to bitch about your ineptitude, tell him to get the fucking line. He's at the back of the bus. He has no right to do that anymore.
Well, see, that's the thing is, if it's about me getting bitched out, I will excuse myself and leave. But if he's asking me how to fix it or how to go back, the guy that works there now in my old position should be able to do that. So
why don't you just call him and ask him?
You know what? Because curiosity is getting the better of me.
You gotta upload the shows tomorrow. I don't got time for this in your fucking lunch. Because
it's not at lunch. It's after work. I'll load the shows.
You're a busy girl. No. I would call him and go, listen, I'm busy. I'm happy to meet you. But I need to know how long this is. What exactly is this about? Prep yourself. There's no reason to go out of your way and meet with a bitch. If you want somebody to tell you how much you suck, come here. I have cake. I'll do it.
Wait a minute. Can I get yelled at and have cake?
Yes.
All right.
I'm already giving you a better deal.
Well, I can already stay at my current place and get told how much I suck.
Which is what I'm saying. Why would you make a point of going out of your way so the old guy can tell you how much you suck?
Well, I don't think that he's going to yell at me. I really think that neither of them can understand it. It's so complicated. That was my reason for offering to go in the first place, because it took me years to get it, and apparently I didn't get it all the way.
So what's the point? You don't have to worry about it anymore.
I know.
I wouldn't go.
I don't.
There's no point.
I don't like burning bridges.
You're not going. You would never go back there. You were miserable. You would never go back there. You're not burning
the bridge. No, not to work there, but in my industry, people move around.
Yeah, but this, you can. This
and you
can
see the same people over and over again.
This can be done on the phone.
No, it actually can't.
Why doesn't he come to your office? if he needs help.
I don't want him in my office.
I don't know. I would not do this. No.
I kind of said I would already.
Well, you're an asshole. You should have done the show first.
Well, I didn't know that there was any complication to it until today.
No, your friend could be an idiot.
Yes.
But
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, so you think your friend was giving you a heads up?
I think my friend was giving me a heads up.
You don't go. The only person I know who goes out of their way to get yelled at is Joe. Every Tuesday night. He drives here.
He drives a long way to get yelled at.
Exactly.
And abused.
But we mix in some laughter and we give him soda and water. So it's okay.
Wow. So Tom says, as soon as I saw the first text, my reply would have been, new phone, who dis?
Another valid response.
It's really good. Well, Lisa says throw in a latte and she's in, but now she's like saying don't show.
Right, yeah, but I wouldn't like just no show it. I would just call him up and make an excuse. I wouldn't stiff him.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
stiff
him like it's a
that.
Tinder date when you meant to swipe right and you swipe left or whatever.
No, I
would need a little bit more recon before I go out of my way to meet somebody who I never liked, who made my life miserable for years. My time is valuable, or in your case, your time, whatever that is. No, I mean, why would you do that? You could be doing anything else. Anything else. You could be petting a cat. You could be gardening. You could be hanging out with Mr. Helix at his job. You could be doing anything else.
Wait, petting a cat?
Yeah, that's on the table. That's on the table. I don't know. I mean, if it was going to, if you thought it was going to be pleasant or nice, then maybe. This guy's done nothing but a douche to you for years.
Well, he was only the last couple years.
That's up. Yes, and you were miserable.
I was
which
miserable.
Is why you are not there any longer.
Right.
It was it was not the job. It was the boss. It was the overlord.
Yeah.
So why would you go out of your way, especially when you have a sniff that there's a band of news coming?
You know what? You're kind of giving me a good idea that maybe I should...
A recon.
Yeah, send him, or at least send him an email and go, this is what it's sounding like this is, and this is how your current boy could figure this out.
Yeah,
you don't need me.
And then if he says, no, it's not, they go, okay, what exactly it is, because I got a busy schedule, I want to block out the time. And if it's going to be a bitch slapper, later on the day, oh, I'm sorry, I can't make it. There's no reason to go out of your way for a bitch slapping, unless it's going to be a microphone and a radio show. There's just no reason for it.
Yeah, it does sound like I'm going out of my way to get abused.
Yes!
And I don't really like abuse.
No, you don't do well with abuse.
No, I really don't.
No.
I don't.
Which is why I have to divide it between the two of
you. Divide and conquer, not just pummel one at a time.
You do a great job of taking solo abuse until Joe shows up.
And then it's all on him.
Well, not all.
No, but I think he thinks that you wait for the abuse portion of the show until he shows up, doesn't he?
I don't know what he thinks.
Because he should know that I'm getting mine until he gets here.
We've talked about before. I'm much nicer than you. No, but all kidding aside, I see. Now that you have a hint that this is going to be a shitty time.
Yeah.
And this guy has a history of being shitty in general.
Yeah.
No, I would do a little bit more recon before I commit for that. Because once you're there, it's hard to excuse yourself. Then now you're talking about burning a bridge.
Right, because getting up and throw my latte on him and go.
Exactly, which is what you would want to do.
But
you probably wouldn't, and you'd probably sit and be miserable, you'd cry, and then you'd have to deal with the fucking shrink again. I mean, we don't have a good shrink for you.
No, we don't.
No, I think you need to do a little recon here before you commit. That's my answer.
All right, thank you. And thanks, chat. It is awkward.
All right, I think we can stop with the music now. Yeah, that was not sexy at all.
No, it was not. But you tried to sexy it up as much as possible.
We most certainly did.
terrible. Do you know what happened to me the other night? I'm sitting on my front.
Anal?
I'm sitting on my front stoop. It's like the middle of the night, and all of a sudden, I see something sitting at the end of the walkway, and. Of course, I always think it's a stray cat, and it's light colored.
Why is that stray cat wearing a trench coat and carrying a machete?
Yeah, wait a minute! Come here, kitty, kitty, kitty! No, I was all happy. It just like, what was that?
That's what happens when you go to the end of the driveway.
Oh! No, I called to it. It was all dark, and I'm like. Hello, and it comes walking towards me, and I'm like, oh, wow, maybe it is a cat. it gets close enough for me to be able to see in the dark what it is. It's a friggin' possum coming towards me.
Oh, that is not good.
I know. And I was like, they're usually very shy and they stay away from you. But now I'm like, here's this possum coming up for a cuddle. And I'm like, oh my God. It did not make that noise.
I was thinking of it.
All of a sudden, it makes a turn, and it goes towards this basin that's on the ground, because I haven't put this bird bath together yet and put it in the garden.
So now it's a mosquito nursery.
Yeah, well, and they eat a lot of mosquitoes. So it goes over, and it's lapping up some water and eating mosquitoes. I don't know what it is.
That's a rabid possum.
And I was just, no, it was the middle of the night.
I don't know. Possums don't come when you call them.
Not normally. But then, so I'm talking to it because it's like a couple feet away from me. Sure, I talk to animals.
You know what? Go to the meeting tomorrow.
And so I'm like, hi, little kid, little thing, how are you? And I'm talking to it softly, and all of a sudden, it seems to realize I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm talking to it. And I'm like, God, you're stupid. It looks at me and goes, and starts walking off the other way. They're ugly. And they're scary. Yeah, Tom is saying possums are just ugly. They're not a threat, and they eat bugs. I don't mind them. Yeah, I don't mind them either.
Thanks for telling us your relationship with the wild, Tom.
No, but I mean, they're...
You know what, Tom? I'm not going to blame you for that. What the fuck are you reading that for?
no, because it's true. I don't mind them either, because they do eat a lot of bugs. But they have really scary teeth. Have you ever seen them?
Only when making out.
No, that was the girl with braces. You are easily confused, aren't you?
No, I'm easily fucking making out.
They're really terrifying teeth. They're fine until they open their teeth, and then you're like, running, screaming down the driveway. But so be careful if you say, here, kitty, kitty, in the middle of the night. It's
usually it's a raccoon. That's the way those stories go.
Or a skunk.
Yeah, or a skunk, yeah.
Yeah, but it was light-colored, so I thought I was safe.
You're an idiot.
I know. I know. So what's going on with you? Anything?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I haven't really discussed this with anybody, but I've been mulling it over.
Uh-huh.
So where else but to have private thoughts than on a fucking radio show?
Isn't that what we do here?
Yeah. I'm thinking about seeing a shrink.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Why do you say it like that? I've never poo-pooed shrinks. I went to school for it.
No, you haven't. No, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant
although I think I'm the only member that has not seen one as an adult on this show.
True, and I think that anybody that is going to be on this show should see a shrink.
Yes, the show or listens to the show.
Yes, I'm talking to you, chat.
And people who aren't in the chat.
Yeah, no.
A lot of those folks, too.
Yeah, it's just like listening. If you're downloading this and listening later, I think that you should definitely be seeing
someone.
You're
putting effort into it.
I think lie on the couch and spill your guts to somebody because there are problems afoot.
You have issues.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry, your dick will smell like mint.
Yeah, because soon we'll have that figured out.
A dick mint.
Dick mint. Predicaments. Anyway, I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
So what made you come to this realization or plan?
I think it's my trust issues. I don't trust people to keep their mouth shut. So, like, you don't want to burden friends with shit that goes on in your head.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know what? Friends talk. People talk.
Not always, but I get that.
People talk. Just ask Don Jr. Shit gets out. Shit that you don't want to get out gets out. Unintentionally.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I do have one friend that I kind of thought that I could trust her with one particular thing, but I see that lately, I think maybe I didn't like underline that it's something I'm sensitive about, but she seems to be like jabbing me with this one thing.
Yeah,
in company, and I'm like,
that's another thing. Friends, because shit can go wrong.
Yeah, and
therapists are forever because you're paying.
Alliances shift among friends.
Sure, absolutely.
And then all of a sudden, something like, "Well, did you know this?" And it's like, "Really, really?" There's stuff I've lost those friendships, but I it's in the vault. I'm not going to tell people not friends anymore.
I don't tell people anything either.
Yeah,
I am very private about stuff, but I do know human beings, and quite frankly, despicable race.
Yeah, you were not a good track.
Not a fan.
Yeah, okay.
Not a fan of people. I don't know. I was thinking about it because I got shit whirling around in my head.
I think it's always a good thing.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't even know what to look for in a shrink.
Shopping for a shrink is difficult. That's a tough one. And you know what? You might not always find the first one that you meet
Then then you're unburdening yourself to a failure.
You're
halfway
like,
through the unburdening. This isn't going to work.
And then you have to move on.
Yeah.
You have to say, I know I've invested some time in this, but you can't be in that syndrome where I've throw good money after bad. You have to go, you know what? This isn't working. And even though I've spent time on it, I got to walk away.
I don't even know what I should be looking for in a shrink. Comfy couch? I don't know. I don't need somebody to prescribe medication to me.
No, they don't all do that.
I don't need a psychiatrist.
No, and they don't all do that.
Because, you know, I don't have trouble sleeping or anything like that.
Neither do I, but I'm a fucking mess.
I don't have, like, anxiety.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
At least not that's affecting me, you know. But sometimes you're just going to go, you know, I was thinking this, that, the other thing. Is this normal? Oh, what's normal? Fuck you.
No, well, you know what? Not every tactic works for every person. Some shrinks are a little bit more in your face than others.
I think I want an in your face shrink. I want a dialogue.
Yeah, but...
A little judgment. So
I was going to say that what would work for you would probably not be what works for me. I need people to ease into topics and not slam me over the head over them, because then I'll just like curl up in a little fetal position. But you can actually handle being called out and confronted about things.
I have a whole show based upon it.
I know that. I know that. Actually, I've become better at being confronted and taking
You're
the
welcome.
Hits.
You're welcome.
You know
what?
Year.
You know what? I'm not a fan of this president. We know this. A huge fan of him. I think I could help President Trump. I think he should come on the show. I think he will get a thicker skin.
A thicker skin.
And learn how to deal with the criticism. Some of it warranted, some of it unwarranted. And, yes. You know, I'm President Trump, I'm here for you. Because I'm a patriot.
It actually would work. Because I do think...
Could you just imagine, like, talking about like, if he would go... Like, he was talking about, like, the wall. He's like, oh, we need to have a wall. And we need to have, like, a net over it. Because people throw 60... Because you don't want people walking next to the wall. He said this. He said this is real.
Oh,
he said this. Because you don't want people throwing 60-pound pounds of drugs over the wall and hitting people on the head. He said this.
Because there's like a pedestrian walkway and a mall on the other side.
Yes, this is one of the things. No, I know what he's saying. He said they need to be transparent. The nets, the wall needs to be transparent. So you can see. This is true. I swear to God, I'm not making shit up.
This
is true. So you could see through the wall, see who's on the other side, so that you wouldn't have a 60-pound bag of drugs landing on your head. And if President Trump said this to me on this show, instead of the press corps,
right,
in Air Force One, I would go, shut up, stupid. That you're a moron. Have some gefilte fish juice. And I would help him. Yeah. I would help the president.
You know what? You'd have to ease into that treatment. Because we got eased into this treatment.
And look how much better adjusted you are.
I don't think I'm better adjusted at all. I just think that I can take the hits better.
Well, can you imagine if he had a thicker skin?
It would be incredibly helpful.
If he had me sitting across from him with one of his, like today, he goes, you know, let Obamacare fail. And then I could just go, really? Really? Is that what you want to do? Is that the end game? We're just giving up?
That's the line you want to draw.
Really? That's it? Let people die? That's what you want to go down as? Like, can you, if he sat across me and wasn't surrounded by people who let him skate, he could formulate shit better. He could ignore the bullshit, focus on the real important things. I could help this president.
So you wouldn't let him talk in circles like he does.
Oh, no. I'd be like, you know, here, you need to call Belinda. We're gonna put you on. I think we had a fucking thing. I think Joe created a bumper for me where, like, grilling the scammers.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
I think Joe created that at some point.
Oh, that's funny because
put him on the hot seat.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there was a time where it was like you. All of a sudden, it came down to it wasn't shenanigans. It was just like, oh yeah, well, how come when I said this, you said that? It's like,
yes.
How is it possible that you were two places at once? Huh, Mr. Clark? Oh, sorry, I get into a different movie.
I think I can help our president. Don't you think I could?
I do think that you could.
I'm here for you, Mr. President.
I think that a lot of people could benefit from getting a tougher skin.
You know what? I have...
I'm afraid to ask. What do you have?
I have a track in here And I have no idea what it's called, what it is, but it's called Penis Song Medley.
Buy it! What is it?
I have no idea.
Penis Song Medley. Well, that sounds like something I need in the
car. Here's the disturbing part.
Yeah.
More than the title, it's 21 minutes.
I'll play a little bit while we're talking. Penis Song Medley.
I have no idea what this is about.
Why do you
Trucker
have
Tom
it?
Used to be the secretary of the show, but he's not here all the time anymore.
No, he's here.
I know. He's here now. But
actually, he just went off to take care of some succulent meat in the smoker.
Will he be back?
Yeah, he will be back. And maybe if the Penis Song Medley is playing in the background, it will lure him to the computer to go,
I have no idea.
What the fuck is going on that show?
I have no idea what the but it's playing in the background.
Okay, that's awesome. Is it singing penis, penis, penis?
I don't know. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Song medley play in the back.
Okay,
what it is.
It's nice and low now. Says a nice penis musical bed for us. Lisa says it's Rob Zombie.
There must have been maybe one of the biggest flagpole.
Perhaps I don't know.
I don't know.
But thank you, Lisa, and thank you for finding a penis song for.
Oh, there's porno 70 music. I did have that.
Okay, see. You don't even know what you got on
the
computer.
No, I got an Al Sharpton punishment song.
Oh, my goodness.
But so you think a lot of people would benefit from our abuse?
I do. I think that at first people would be taken aback because they're not... You know, it's funny to listen to us, but if you're actually here in the hot seat in this triumvirate of evil, I think that it really does... it really does smack you in the face at first, and then you get used to it. I would... It was hard sometimes. I would like take things really personally, and I would go home and I'd be like, you know,
from this show.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, sometimes I'd go home and with hurt little fifis, and but
I don't remember being particularly brutal to you. Was it us, or was it like when we had awful listeners?
Well, I mean, definitely the time when we were in the compound.
There were periods of time when we had awful listeners.
And they were brutal.
Yes.
And some of that really was really hard
to
take.
But I don't remember us being particularly rude.
I would not say anything because I was like, I knew
it. Was it the blah blah song?
Because I knew, no. But I knew it was me, and I just went home.
Like what? I don't remember. Like,
I really don't remember a specific incident, or I would tell you right
okay.
now. But I don't remember, but I would be like, you know, a little heart hurt.
Oh,
but then I would
sorry.
Get a, that's okay. Oh, you're cute. No, I would get, but then I'd get over it, and I go, no, this is a bit.
I'm cute.
It would be, no, I was like, this is about me having a really thin skin because it's all in fun, and they
right.
wouldn't just say things to
the
me.
The only time
me.
It's ever not in fun is when we're ridiculing Joe. That is for that
you
is for
stop.
Real.
No, that's not true. Poor Joe walks in on the worst. He always makes a face like, oh my god, this fucking place. I walk in and I get abused right away. But sometimes he walks in and we're in the middle of a conversation and it just happens to be the segue,
right.
And I will say something and you're like, oh my god, you're so brutal. And it's like, no, it's what he walked in on. You know, it is not Lisa's saying it's not me, it's you.
It's definitely not me.
No, it's definitely you.
I'm not going to take the blame.
No.
It's not the Republicans, it's the Democrats. It's Pip and the Democrats.
Definitely.
She's got the problems, biggest problems.
By the way, I was driving through the neighborhood and I noticed that there's a real estate agent with the first name Pip in this neighborhood.
Yes, there is.
And that's a fucking problem for me because it's mine. No, I will not. I can't. That's not my way. I have to be a good girl at the day program all day. And then I get to come here and be my real self.
Exactly. So what do I do with shrink shopping?
Well, one of the things is that when I went shrink shopping, I actually already had a one-stop shopping place because my mom being crazy for years. She was going someplace, and they had family therapy. So that's how I got started and lumped in with those folks. But I'm almost thinking I might be in the same position as you in shrink shopping, because lately I've not been pleased
with
this place. More shenanigans.
And I ask you if you have anything to talk about. You can't say that at 7:15.
I know. Well, no, but the shortest part of it is I've been trying to, they understand that I need to change and not see this shrink again.
Right.
And I was almost out of my medication. I'm like, it's time for me to see somebody. And there's this woman named Jewel that kept calling, like we were playing phone tag. And I'm like, I just need to make an appointment. How hard could this possibly be? Because they have another person lined up for me to go to now. And she wasn't calling me back, wouldn't call me back. And I'd leave messages. So finally I called and I spoke to somebody else. And I'm like, she's not calling me back. And I'm out of my meds. And I need to see somebody, or I'm going to be up on a cell tower with an Uzi. You don't want that happening. Get me into somebody.
Yeah, see, I'm not like that.
Are
you saying I might be? Are you saying I may be?
I'm just saying maybe it's a good thing that you're going to switch.
Maybe it's
up.
A good thing you don't like to climb. Just saying. Maybe it's a good thing you're not a good shot.
Yeah,
just saying.
It's a good thing you're not so simian, you know? I mean, oh, we're doomed! Doomed!
Throw feces at you.
So then the woman tells me the reason she's not calling me back, she doesn't work there anymore.
Well, why didn't they tell you that sooner?
Thank you. So anyway,
breaking up is hard.
I have an appointment, but this is the crazy thing, and this is actually going to be a visual, but you can describe what I'm doing.
She's got her thumb up her ass.
No.
She's opening up her purse.
Yes.
Moths are flying out.
Yes, all kinds of things.
Ring dings are falling out.
Panties. Oops, sorry. So they want me to be able
She's
to...
She's actually rifling through her purse.
I am. They want me to be able to have enough prescription. Now, this is... I'm clinically depressed. This medication
and
keeps...
This is not the show
no,
for you.
And this medication keeps me from throwing myself off of something tall. They want me to have enough medication until I get time to go in and see the new shrink.
Uh-huh.
This is what they give me.
Oh, those are big.
Yeah, but did you see the size of the bottle that they gave me?
They're not planning on letting you go someplace anytime soon.
Well, I mean, I still
Where
could.
Where are these?
Well, I don't want to give away the title of it, but
why?
Antidepressants.
You can't. Why? Everybody fucking talks about what medication they're on.
Yeah, Lexapro.
I haven't heard of that, but at least they're pro. You wouldn't want Lexa ad.
Yeah.
That's just not nearly as good.
Anti-Lexa. Oh, no. No, but what I'm talking about is, look at the dosage.
It's one you day.
No, hear me out. You give somebody who is prone to depression this much of a drug that could kill you?
Oh, you said, well, they must trust you. They think you're responsible.
No, this is like one dose.
I don't know. I don't use drugs. I don't know.
I'm just saying that the recommended
so
dosage.
That's a lot, you're saying.
The recommended dosage is 20 milligrams.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And wait a minute. These are 40 milligram capsules.
Right. Maybe they don't want your business.
60 and higher can put you in a coma.
Oh, but that's 40.
Yeah, I know.
That's one a day.
But look at how many they gave me. I'm saying that if I took these all, I would die. You give a depressed person this many pills?
You're not supposed to take them at once.
I'm not supposed to have this many.
Why?
Because. One of the problems with being clinically depressed is that you have suicidal ideation.
Well, you're just a fucking pain in the ass. You know, you give me medicine. No, you give me too much. This is you're the problem. It's not them. It's
yes.
You. It's you. You're the problem.
Oh, I know I'm the problem, but it's like I looked at
want?
That.
What do you want? All right, come back tomorrow, same time. Come back tomorrow, same time. What do you want them to fucking do? Give you one?
No, but I just think it's absurd. That when you're used to getting a bottle
because
like this,
they
gave me the elephant bottle.
The
it's
elephant,
like
they know it might be a while until they can ease you into somebody who can prescribe something.
They gave me like 3 months worth at one time.
They don't want to see you
Not
anymore.
Not smart. I know. I think that they don't.
You're the only addict I know that bitches about too much meds.
I know. I'm not an addict.
That's what an addict would say.
Actually, you know what though? You do become physically addicted to that.
Of course you do.
I feel like I'm. I feel withdrawal symptoms if I forget to take it.
It's the same thing with coffee. You have all of a sudden you start drinking coffee every day. You don't have your cup of coffee. Oh, I can't function. I haven't had my cup of coffee. It's the same shit.
It's me.
Yeah, it's the same shit. I get it.
But don't you think that's absurd amount to give to somebody?
You know what? As somebody who really doesn't take any medicine, mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Oh, wow.
I have one baby aspirin every day when I remember to take it. That is the meds in my life.
Wow.
Yeah,
You're lucky.
I shun medicine.
You shun? No. Eschew medicine.
Yeah, I eschew. So, yeah, so I don't want somebody's going to prescribe me shit. If they prescribe me something, I would go, you know what, we're done, because I don't need something.
Well, the thing is that you don't necessarily, talking therapy is probably the best thing for
sure,
you.
Sure, maybe drawing. Maybe I can play games.
Maybe art therapy.
Maybe I could show them on the doll where I was touched. Something nice.
Yes. Was it here?
Maybe if she's hot, I could touch her where I was touched.
Yeah, no.
That would be therapeutic.
That's not a different kind of therapy.
It releases tension. I'm very stressed. Damn it, woman, I'm paying you for this.
That's $200 a night.
That's fine.
No, it's a different kind of therapy.
Oh, well.
I think that because I'm thinking of switching, I'm going to be in the same boat as you. What I'm going
to
do.
I don't want to see the same therapist as you.
No. Oh,
then I'm, then
oh
I'm just
God,
gonna,
no.
I'm going to have to go, what'd you say about me?
What did he say about me? Did he spend the whole hour bitching about me?
Don't tell me. Tell Mr. Lincoln.
Mr. Lincoln.
Yeah, what? I mean, I don't think your secrets are that exciting.
Jackson.
Yeah, Mr. Jackson, really?
Yeah, yes.
I don't know if you're worth a Mr. Jackson.
I'm sorry, but if you want to pry something out of a medical professional about me, you better at least whip out a Jackson.
I don't think so.
I think you should.
I don't think so. I think a Lincoln is too much.
Wow. I thought I rated higher in your scale.
No, why?
Because you offered me cash. Cake.
I do that to everybody.
Oh, great. Fine. Now I know.
I just have
everybody
cake.
Walks in here. I thought you were trying to lure me with cake for a special reason. No. Everybody gets the cake treatment from you?
I have cake on standby.
Jesus
at all
Christ.
Time.
This is really a come
have
down.
A pill.
I'm going to have a lot.
Have a bunch of pills.
Give me something to wash it down with, goddammit.
Don't fucking do it here because I don't want to be on E! True Hollywood Story.
Oh, that's for famous people. There will nobody be here about me.
Yeah, but actually, this could propel me to more national acclaim.
Oh, so now you want me to do it?
I'm not saying don't.
Yeah, I saw the eyebrow flash. Now you're interested in the idea.
I'm just thinking about how you could benefit your friend. Because you're a very giving
but
person.
But wait a minute. Taking pills is very pedestrian. I should at least hang myself. Yeah, your drop ceiling's not going to hold me.
Yeah.
Now, do you have pipes up there or something?
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be.
Yeah, we have pipes.
All right, this has gone very dark.
I mean, Joe's really the expert on hanging or not hanging.
Oh, Jesus! Oh,
what?
God. What do you mean, what?
What? He talked about it. It's in the.
I know
archive.
You don't have any damn weapons in here, so I wait a minute. Wow. Wait a minute. That what is that? An incense burner or one of those?
Oh, for tiki outside.
Tiki. Okay, that tiki torch could do some damage.
I guess I'll talk about that. Since we didn't solve anything about my shrinking.
Well, you know what? I'm not sure the best way to find one, to be honest, because I've been to the same place for so long.
Do you think I need one?
I don't think it's a matter of need one. I think that you want one, and I think that everybody should go for a while.
I don't have anybody to talk to.
That's the thing. That's what they do.
And that's on me. I'm sure there are people that would listen.
Yeah.
But I don't want to tell them.
Yeah. Well, see, then you need to...
Because I need to have the security of a contract and an oath that prevents them from talking.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I don't think that you need it. Like, there's not like, oh, God, he really needs to talk to somebody. I mean, I know people that I could say that about. I do.
Sure
but,
you do.
But I think that the fact that you want to be able to unburden yourself of certain things and just get reassured that this is normal or
no,
this is...
It might not be normal.
And it might not be.
I might have the horse pills.
But the thing is... They might not call the police on you.
They might not. Well, that's another thing. They can't.
Well, no.
It's much. I should go to a fucking Catholic church.
What?
No. We don't know the same people.
Look, Mr. Rosenblatt, I don't think that you belong here.
I'm going to lie about my name. They don't fucking know.
They don't care.
Or you know what? I'll give another Jewish name. They'll consider it a win. Let them feel good about themselves. Well, something
one
for them.
One for us. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. They're doing something for me. I'm doing something for them.
What do you think that they're like recruiting from another team?
Listen, I think anytime you can get a star player from the other team, you're happy. You know, if Bryce Harper wants to play for the Yankees, you're not going to say no. If Rosenblatt wants to play for the Catholics, you don't say no.
You know what? Actually, they wouldn't say no.
Exactly.
As long as you
and I don't
seem
spend
sincere.
Enough time in dark booths with other men. So.
No, you know what? And so you should start.
Yeah, sure.
I think that one thing you could do is you go to your regular doctor and ask for...
No, my doctor's a fucking flake. No way.
Oh, yeah? No?
No, so I mean, I love my doctor. He gives me the meds when I need them.
But, you really don't want to talk to him about that kind of thing.
No.
No, I don't mean talk to him, but to get a recommendation.
No.
You wouldn't trust a recommendation.
I would want somebody that's completely... I might even pay this person in cash.
Really, really not. Do you want to just meet somebody in an alley and give them money and say, just listen to me for a while?
Yeah. that sounds ideal.
No, because you want decent feedback.
No, feedback for what? They're wrong.
Oh my God! Then what would be the purpose of this exercise? You could talk to the internet anonymously.
Just to be in a well air conditioned room in the summer.
Well, then the alleyway's not going to cut it.
No, it smells like urine. I can't unburden a seat that smells like urine.
It's like I'm so yeah. It's like well, you know, it all went back to it. Really stinks here. Yeah. That's how your sessions would go.
Speaking of stink, you're never going to guess what I did.
Wait a minute, were you my last session?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. Just something I've been thinking about.
Sometimes they have, like, there'll be a nearby clinic, and then you can go there and you can say that
you're... Nah, I don't want a fucking amateur.
No.
I'm not going to... No clinic.
No, that doesn't mean amateur.
Nah, they're not doing the best they could be doing. I want somebody who's in private practice charging a lot.
Oh, is that what you want?
Well, then
go to Park Avenue.
My brain deserves the best. I don't want to pay it all.
Drive down. Oh, you don't want to drive down to the city.
No, I don't want to drive. That's a little far.
All right. Then you know what you do? You look in the Yellow Pages, if there is such a thing anymore.
I can't do it in a Google search. Then they'll have that fucking
information. No. But you look up shrinks that in private practice.
It's under S?
Under S for shrink. You look in for up shrinks under private practice, and you look who lives in the swankiest neighborhood, and then that's the one you go to.
And then I could use all my research techniques.
It
would be very good for me if I knew where my therapist lived. So if they ever pissed me off, I could tell them I know where you live.
This is a really good foundation for a therapeutic bond, you know.
Listen,
I'm already planning how to threaten the shrink.
It's always good to have an ace in the hole. Always good.
Oh my God.
You know this.
You're already planning.
This shit goes wrong.
It does.
Listen.
As I can attest.
Right. So, listen. I don't really like the way how you're handling this. I don't like your threats to go to the authorities. Let me tell you what I know about you. Just a taste of what I know about you.
Oh, my God.
Your son looks very happy in school. And just leave it there.
Oh, man. That is brutal. You never bring the kids into it.
Well, just to let them know I'm interested in their life.
No. Can you imagine? Can you imagine you're in a beef with another comedian? And all of a sudden they go, you know what? I think your daughter looks cute in her little karate outfit. You would lose your fucking mind.
Well, that's why I don't post pictures of her on Facebook.
I know, but I'm just saying, what if somebody went there? Wouldn't you go...
So thank you is the wrong thing to say. That's what you're saying.
In that instance, yes, that is not a compliment. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm not very good at reading signs from people. You know, sometimes it gets lost in translation.
That's not true. You can read between the lines very well.
Thank you. That's so, I mean, you were saying hurtful things about me, but thank you for taking the time and complimenting my kid. I think we can work around this. That's how I would take it.
It's like, no, numbskull, I was threatening you that I know where she goes to school.
What comic talks like that?
I don't know.
All of a sudden... What comic talks like a Bond villain?
All of a sudden, it's Mafia Comics Comedy Shop. I don't know.
You know what? I might not be ready to have a relationship with a therapist.
You know what? They might be ready for you. I think that somebody's rubbing their hands together right now in our audience.
That's another problem.
Saying, oh, I would love a shot at this guy.
That's another problem with the therapist. I mean, if you're really interesting, and I am, now I'm paying for it when I had Belinda for free.
Well, I had a really good relationship with my psychiatrist.
I would totally fall for my therapist.
You think?
Yeah, I'm gonna need an ugly one.
Because the transference would be strong with
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
What if it's a guy? You're not
still.
You're not homosexual.
Does he have good abs?
It's like, wait a minute. You're aspirational. Ooh.
Your aspiration. You have a good voice. What are you doing on Tuesday nights?
Wait a minute. Why are you dating your shrink? Stop it. That's not how this works.
Maybe the shrink wants to date me. I'm very charming.
I know. See, you know what could happen?
If I do the sexy voice.
Well, if
number to call, 845-986-8804. They're like, whoa, you know what? I don't usually get involved with my patients, but that is a really sexy voice you got.
You know what? This is turning into a Lifetime movie for women.
So I'm getting paid.
The unconventional shrink,
transference is very possible. I'm very vulnerable.
See, you
never anybody
know.
Who pays attention to me, I think they like me.
A lot of people feel like that. Though.
I know we're pathetic.
Yes, I know. It's like, wait a minute, you complimented me. I love you, man.
This show is such a fucking needy thing.
Yeah,
it really is.
Well, you think anybody in entertainment really is kind of on some level going, love me!
Which is why I've never said this is entertaining at all.
Not a little bit, though.
No, I think so. A little bit. Very little.
Yeah, I mean, it's either like completely egotistical or it is emotionally vulnerable. You know?
I've been pretty in the middle. I've been pretty fucking... You know what it is? Here's the thing. I think I'm emotionally dead.
What?
I think I'm because I can compartmentalize really well. Like, I feel a little serial killer-y. Not that I'm going to kill anybody, because I don't like cleaning up a mess. But I just...
You just call those people that clean up after crimes.
But you
have all the best cleansers.
But you know my intolerance for housekeepers. I don't even bring somebody
and it's
in.
Like, oh my God, he's cleaning the brain matter off the wall, but he's humming!
It could happen. It could happen.
Don't you whistle while you work, God damn it.
Damn it, scrub that blood out. Scrub that blood out of that shag rug.
I know. They have the best cleansers. I mean, some stuff you just can't get out.
Well, I guess you're the opposite, though. You're very emotional.
Yeah.
I cry during movies, which is weird.
No, it's not.
But then...
They're executed and set up to make people vulnerable.
But then there are
vulnerable.
Moments in my life go, I am a cold son of a bitch. I don't act cold.
No.
Because I know how to act like a human being.
I know what you mean, because there are, but that does sound sociopathic, what you just
said.
I
might be sociopathic.
I've learned.
Speaking of, hey, Joe.
I've learned the appropriate emotional response, and I will mimic that now. You know what I mean?
Well, better than your former boss. At least I do it well.
I know. He doesn't do it well. Yeah. He just has this crazy
I have the updated version. His version of a human emotional feelings had bugs in it.
I know. No, you have the more upgraded emotional chip.
Sure. I seem completely available.
No, there's what's the matter, Joe? You're looking around like you spilled everything on the ground or something. Why?
Joe's confused.
Joe's having an issue while he's getting settled. But Lisa says brain matter's difficult to remove.
She would know.
I don't want to know why you know.
She was cooking.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But you never feel like I should be feeling a lot more than I do.
I know, but I have sometimes. I mean, there have been times where I think because I go into a certain, all right, what do I have to do now mode in certain emergencies. Like if somebody's really sick or somebody dies, I don't immediately feel the sadness of the moment. I immediately start going,
oh, yeah.
What do I have to do? Because I've had so many of those experiences. I don't, like when, you know, my dad went to the hospital so many times, I don't immediately start going, oh, daddy. I go, okay, now how do I get him down into the car? Do I have to call the doctor, have him meet us there? Or do we just go into the ER room? Now, who's going to take care of mom because she's home alone? And who do I have to call? And do I have my phone with me? Is it charged up? Do I bring a charger? It is, but I start going into my list of checklist
routine.
Of what
you
do I have
never,
to
you
do.
You never have that feeling of, I could kill a puppy. Not necessarily puppy, because puppy are nice, but like you never have that feeling of, yeah, I could totally kill that person.
No,
you don't do it.
No, but I do.
Because who wants to spend time getting in the ass in jail? Because that's too much of a commitment.
Do you know, speak for yourself.
Do you know how many times I have gone through the past 3 years and the only thing that has kept me out of jail is hearing this, you are my bunk. That's the only thing.
Yeah, but we know you're not well. I'm just saying I might not be well either.
I don't think you, of course you're not well.
Thank you, Dr. Curry.
No comics well.
But I've seen pretty well. As far as comics go, I have seen pretty well.
I'm certainly, and hold yourself for this one, Joe.
He usually does.
I am not the poster child for emotional health.
No.
Mental health.
No.
I own this.
Just because your mom had more personality than the meeting at Donald Trump Jr.'s office. Come on, give that. Give it up, Joe.
Well, whatever do you mean?
A little wordy. A little.
Listen, my mother Sybil would take that really as unkind.
Yeah. Hey, look, we all go through. I mean, like 3 years ago, we'd be on air, and it's like, Joe, what are you looking for? Oh, I'm sorry, my fucking marbles.
Lisa says you fake it beautifully. Yeah.
Thank you, Lisa. And that's what concerns me. I think I'm normal, but there's
no.
Shut up, you.
He's not being helpful to this.
You're not a help. But there's moments in time where I go, I don't know if this is normal.
I have to tell you that there's this thing that I have always experienced, and I've labeled it after this short story by Edgar Allan Poe called The Imp of the Perverse. And it's this moment where you have a thought, and it might be brief, and it's dark, and you go, I would never do that, but why did I just think it then?
Yes.
Why did it pass through my mind?
Oh, yeah. You think of that all the time. Yeah. There's like some deep dark. You don't act out on them, but you get them. You know?
Is that normal?
Yes.
I don't know if it's normal, but it happens
just
to me, too.
Awful, depraved, despicable thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Everybody. Not even out of anger. Like, it's not even out of anger.
Just
like,
all of a sudden you ponder, what if I did that?
Yeah.
Well, that's
And
that's the difference. Mm-hmm. Pondering on, what am I doing? And then going, no, I know what I'm doing. And doing, you know. That's the difference. That's the key little factor there.
In Dr. Curry's expertise, it's the certainty that's when you know you're fucked up. When you go, oh, I'm doing some depraved shit, and you keep on
and
doing it.
And you keep going. It's so like, it's this not, is bad. This
so
is
it's
really
not
bad.
The fleeting thought.
No.
That's normal.
No, fleeting thought
normal.
Is normal.
Normal.
I mean, really awful depraved
really
shit.
Awful stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I have, see, the part of the thing that would scare me, and one of the things that would make me go, I need help, is because I would have fleeting thoughts of, like, self-harm or suicide. And I'd go, wait, I'm okay right now. Why did I even think that? And it happens. And then it passes. It'll just be a moment. If I'm driving on a cliff, I go, what if I just went right through this guardrail and I plummeted over the other side. And I go, well, I don't want to do that. So I don't, and I continue on.
So that's normal.
But it occurs
but
to
it
me
scares
all the time.
Me that I may be having similar thought processes that you two have.
But the thing about
that makes me say definitely run and find a therapist.
Yes, because you guys are clearly fucked up. We've done enough.
But,
we've done
well, yeah.
But, the, thing, but
yeah.
the thing about it is knowing that what am I doing? Like, give an example. Two years ago, going to a bar on the island with no place to go. It's there, driving to a bar in Jersey to hang out with somebody, then stopping off and buying Marlboro Black 100s and smoking that, and you're doing this stuff going, Who is this person?
But maybe it's your real you, and that's why.
No, but that's the problem. It wasn't the real me. It was this total other side of me I never saw
before.
But
that is part of you then. That is part. But it's just not the side of you that you want to be.
No, and it's the person I didn't like. Thank God that I'm back to being
but
regular me
again.
But
it's still you. This is what you are.
But it's the thing about doing something going, I know this is wrong, but I'm doing it. You know?
Yeah.
That's the key thing when you know there's a problem.
Right, but then you still, what happens if you know something's wrong, but you still do it?
That's what I'm saying.
So you need to go to a therapist.
Yes.
There you have it.
Well, so you can just join us in our quest to be more mentally stable.
No, not doctor. It works wonders.
Yeah.
I could tell.
Yeah.
Look.
Really? Really? The simple fact that it's like, Joe, why don't you read a story? I'm out of here. Yeah.
And, yes.
You know?
What?
Yeah. When we got back from break that one time.
Yeah, there was
back
one time where we
2012,
were in the middle of the show and he walked out.
You guys didn't know what Joe would show up and stuff like that.
We had an idea which one was showing up.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that was a problem. That's time to go, you know?
Oh yeah, but I'm not like that.
No, but what I'm saying is that I listened to those shows when I had to do the clips.
That must have been a treat.
Yeah, because it was scary listening to me where you guys. I'm saying the same thing you because this is when I was starting to get my marbles back together. I'm listening to me, Joe. Yeah, Joe. What did you think? Yeah, I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing? But sitting there that night, yeah, what? You know. Everything is, what's your problem? What's my problem, asshole? We're doing a show. Say something, you know?
But when you're sitting,
I feel like
there,
he's doing scenes.
But no. But what I'm telling you is this: when you get to that point where you're not the person you know, you're sitting there, and everything is fine. You don't know what everybody's problem is. I'll give you another story while we're at it. We're at band practice one night, okay?
Right.
And we go out. We're working on a song, and we go, all right, after the third measure, we're coming back into the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. So we go, and we're all smoking cigarettes. We go back in. We go into the song, and it's the fourth time we're going to the chorus. I go, guys, it's the third time. The whole band looks at me and goes, Joe, we're just trying to have some fun here. And at that moment, I talk to Johnny about this all the time. I go, that scared me because I'm the problem. It's not. Oh yeah, we screwed up again. I must be a problem, and I'm not realizing it.
No, wait.
And the way I phrased it, there were nights of rehearsal. It's like, well, Joe, I don't care how many times, four times, guys. You know, but it wasn't. You know, but I'll stand behind that.
Yeah.
Because damn it all, how many times? But that night, I was just saying it, like, not of a point of anger, just saying, guys, it's four. To me, seems normal. I have the whole band stopping dead telling me, Joe, we're just trying to have fun. And I've been playing with these guys for years. I'm suddenly the problem, and I don't know.
I'm
not noticing. Now, that is a very scary thing.
Well, there's also a moment. Well, sometimes I get to be a little bit too officious
mm-hmm.
with people. Like,
what now?
Officious. Like,
she turns into a trap.
Yeah.
I'll give you that one. Carry on now that Joe's played.
Thank you for explaining that, Joe.
She lays eggs and has a big mouth.
Nice assist.
Thank you.
Good teamwork tonight. All right, right on.
See what happens when you show before 8, we have a show.
Again, correct. Yeah. So, no, we were having a musical theater mm-hmm. Rehearsal, and we were doing the tech. And so what happens is on that day, as you know, actors are just mannequins to stand there while they're working on the sound. They're working on the lights.
Yeah.
We're working on placement on... So it's just,
your job
is to stand there and shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was only community theater, but still, it's like a long day. There's a lot to get done. And I had these magpies that would ever... Now, the director kept saying, ladies, can we please have some quiet on the stage? Because we're trying to talk to each other, you know, the tech people. These two, yam, 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 yam. Ha, 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 ha. Like, just would not shut up. So I said, girls... Can it? We're going to be here all night. And now I'm the bad guy because...
Can we just block and fucking get out of here?
Yeah, because it was like they kept doing it and doing it like bad little kids. And they're like, we're just trying to have fun. And I'm like, yeah, but there is a point. You know, there's fun and then there's...
Yeah,
we got to get business
done. Here's the deal. You knew
now
that.
Now I'm the jerk.
No.
You know?
Because you knew that when you said that. And you're like, look, we're just trying to get out. You did, and I'll do that sometimes at rehearsal.
Yeah.
Stop. What are we, you know?
Yeah.
But you know what you're doing.
Yes.
You know what you're doing. And you know that you're pissed. And you know you're, look, will you just stand? And you know that because you say, but when you just say, guys, it was the third time going into the chorus. And the whole, just like that, and the whole band stops and looks at you. And says, Joe, we're just trying to have fun. You had no indication of being forceful. And they turn around and say, and it's like, holy smokes.
But wait, I have a problem with that. Because didn't you all just agree that's the way it's got to be done?
But then you're calling them out and they're all like, we want to have fun.
But apparently,
you know, it must have been maybe a mood I was in. I'll tell you a story. When we would go to rehearsal in Jersey, Chris Wider was telling Johnny. Johnny was telling me a couple of months ago that he goes, Chris really was scared to ride with you because he thought you were losing your marbles.
Really?
And I'm like, really? I don't know that. Yeah. He goes, I just get very nervous riding with Joe to rehearsal.
What do you think
Jersey.
You were going to do?
I don't know.
Head on
but
with another
know.
Car?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I was ranting and raving about this, that, and the other. I guess, you know, but I was in a different mindset then. I guess we all go through it, you know?
That's the beauty of you. When you're nuts, we know.
But like I said, if in her situation, we're trying to block here. Could you just please, a little quiet? So if they turn around and like, we're just, you know.
We're trying to get work done.
Yeah. I don't think either one of you are particularly wrong in your situation.
But like I said, if
you get the type of response that you guys do much worse stuff here.
Yeah, but no, but it's still. But there have been times that like a rehearsal with one of the bands, I've walked out for a moment. I came back in it for, you know, the other, well, the singer goes, well, which, what? I go, I couldn't stand it. I go, how can a drummer come here and not know the song? He took the gig. But, you know, but in
but
that.
That's normal.
And I was in my normal self.
Yeah.
Where,
that's
if,
fine.
You know, yeah. where, you know.
There's expectations that people
yeah,
are going to be prepared.
Where I told John, you know, John, I go, I don't mean to be harsh, but this guy, really, John, the guy comes
no,
here, doesn't
fine.
Know the song. But I knew what, you know, and nobody turned around and said anything, but. Yeah, I'm on my high horse, and I'm pissed, but I have a
lots of behavior that is not normal. Those responses to me seem normal.
Normal.
When you know that you're being forceful, and when, if you get called on it, you can back it up and go, I don't give a damn whose feeling is hurt. I don't want, but if you turn, if guys turn around and you go, I was just saying that matter of factly. There's a problem, Dad.
No, I don't. I still don't think you had a problem. As much as I like to blame you for things, and deservedly so, usually. I honestly don't think.
I don't think so either.
No, I mean,
I don't care.
I think they overreacted.
I don't know.
You might have been having your own internal dialogue, but if what
no,
you said.
No, when the whole band stops and just looks at me like I'm fucking nuts and tells me that, there was a problem that night.
The way you describe it, I don't think there was a problem. A miscommunication, maybe.
Yeah.
But not a problem.
Well, like I said, there were nights when I go, for like, I'll give you an example, when we had the meeting about. The meeting about the way we wanted our video to go. And
So
I'm like, well, Joe, you didn't mean that. The hell I didn't. I could sit there and I could get pulled by a side of you. You know, you really should. I don't give a good, because I was in my, you know, right mind. I had my convictions and stuff like that. I could stare. But if he was on the phone, maybe we could do this. Joe, calm down. We're just trying. You suddenly go, all right, I'm the problem here.
I mean, most of the time you are, but I still don't see it here.
No.
But
you also have to keep in mind that just because there's like seven people in a room and you,
doesn't mean
and they
right.
all say something, that doesn't mean they're right. Just they because were, there's a bunch
that,
of
they
them.
Were that not, they, there was something. There was something
I think,
that
I
night.
I think you spaced out.
No,
and,
there was
and
something.
Didn't realize that they all agreed they were going to do the fourth.
There was something.
And like you
maybe.
I think that's what it was.
There was something that, no, it was just a
I
matter of fact thing.
Listen, I'm not going to
that
argue.
Night. That night, I was the problem.
Just in general.
But what I'm saying is there is this. It's a certain thing when you realize you might need to talk to somebody, might where there are things kind of out of, you know, that are out of normal, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, and I'm not asking you to, like, divulge the things that you're concerned about, but sometimes it just seems like we have a certain expectation for what we think other people's lives are like or what they're thinking.
Right.
And then you go and you talk to one of these people who listens to people's private lives and what they really think about and what's going on in their lives, and they go, yeah, no, everybody really does that. They just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
But
I think you just need some reassurance from a professional.
Sometimes it's
maybe,
like,
I've always been the listener. I'm not much to talk. You know this.
Yeah.
People tell me anything. I don't say shit.
I know.
Except on here. But even still.
And usually in my group, I'm the guy with the common sense. You know, when it all rolls under the couch, you know, it's kind of scary.
In what group?
Well,
the guy who threw M80s on a fucking stage in his teen years is the guy with common sense?
Yeah, well. But, you know, it's you know, like I said, when your mind goes into like a certain thing, like I'm glad I got, you know, I'm back to being me again.
Mm-hmm.
Because let me tell you something. The blog, I finally got around to writing my blog. My blog, and I wrote to Davin. Part one of my blog is going to be three parts about everything I went through.
Wow.
I started my blog off. I didn't realize that I was ending a 24-year relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving the house I grew up in.
Yeah.
I have a soon-to-be ex-spouse that's not helping me. I'm 3 weeks away from bankruptcy. I'm trying to get everything packed. My ex-wife is not helping to pack anything.
You get it. It's about him.
It is. I found a house. I got to find out how to get financing. I got to go through hoops with the bank. I got to try to find a place to live after I leave. And I'm writing all this down, and I'm like, boy, that's a lot in the three month period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it scared the hell out. And I went through, and I went through with it pretty well, I think. You know, because I was in the right. I was in the right frame
mm-hmm,
of mind,
mm-hmm.
And I was ready for a fight. You know?
Well, and you were also, I think that it took you a while, like it took me a while to realize that I had to leave the house that I had bought with my brother. I realized that living in the same house with him and the people that he was connected to, yeah. the shenanigans, was not going to work for me.
Yeah.
And I was I was heartbroken because I really loved the house, and I wanted to be.
I went through the whole, yeah.
And I had to, and it's different from the heartbreak that you had leaving your house, but you do have to eventually come to terms with, you know what, my well-being is more important than being in this house. There will be another place where I will call home. And once you came to that feeling, you were determined. Okay, now I'm ready to go.
When I went to the house, I'm in now. I said, this is the place that's going to make me get over the old house.
Yes.
And I, you know, and it's, and Joe's girl has been, I don't know what I would do without her. She's been like,
masturbate more.
Oh my God.
What? No? We're solving problems.
But she's been like a godsend through everything. And you know what?
And she's happy she doesn't have to do it in the car. No denials, by the way. No denials.
You know, that back window can only take so much pressure. I'm just saying.
I'm sure the back window can handle any pressure that Joe's girl may put on it.
Well, I wasn't talking about that. I'm just saying in general. That back window can only take so much pressure.
Yeah, it's
please go
your
on.
Yeah, it's like trying to push Windward albums out the fucking rear window.
Which they're is where they safe. Belong, out the rear window.
Hey, no, they're safe.
No.
Safe, thank you.
A bridge too far. Look at Joe.
Yes.
You can make fun of my girl, but don't you make fun of her favorite artist.
Classic,
that's right.
Classic keyboard player. Very good.
Thank you.
Does he run track in the middle of his concerts like your other favorites?
Oh, don't make... No, now he's really pushing the end. But the thing about it is I was walking around the house last week, and I'm walking, and the bedroom is done. I got the new bedroom furniture, and I got the fucking TV, and it's great. And I'm walking around. I go, should I feel guilty? I even asked Joe's girl, should I feel guilty? And she goes, no. And I go, no, I should. I busted my ass to get here.
Yeah, why would you?
So did she.
Yeah.
Why would you feel guilty?
I don't know.
Because you're living well?
I guess, yeah. I'm so, you know, I was, you're so used to living in this toxic situation. And I don't miss Joanne one iota. We talk.
Now she has a name.
Yeah.
Because I would make you go straight to a psychiatrist if you were.
No, I don't. But I didn't know how I was going to feel.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is that she did everything in her power to thoroughly piss me off
yep.
in the past year.
I got to get notes.
That funny. But that I don't miss her. I talked to her briefly about the mail because the new owners said that a couple of things of ours is in the mailbox.
That's going to happen. For
yeah.
Like, yeah. We still get mail from 12 years ago from the other people.
Yeah. And then there's...
Yeah,
the post office.
Yeah, I know. They don't get me started. But then, you know...
Shut it down!
Yeah, and then she said that I might have something to harm them, blah, blah, blah. But if you took all the correspondence we've had, 2 minutes out of
yeah.
a month, I haven't seen her. I don't miss her.
No.
I don't think about her. It just shows me what a toxic situation I was in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and what it was just free. I'm trying to get the bills paid. She refuses to pay me, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's just like I'm in very calm war. I mean, my biggest worry now is hanging the TV in my family room, and the piano's got to go in, and can I get to the piano, swinging it out, and I got the guys coming to hang the thing. And if that's my biggest worry right now, so be it.
Yeah, really. Wow. That's not bad.
All right, let's take our first break, shall we?
Yes.
All right. On the break, we got new music from the Avery Boys with Pantalones de Fantasia.
No, so close.
Well, they're not from this country, so they can probably stay. And Teddy Hayes with Wonderful Light. And you can learn more about both of them at Deuce Music.